Hello and welcome back to Reading and Writing for College Students. This is for Christian Leaders Institute. I'm Sky Pike, and we're coming to the middle section of Unit 3, Processed Learning. If you remember from last time, we were talking about the enemies of learning, two of the main ones being laziness and not wanting to find truth. Today we want to talk about the friends of learning, or the friend of learning. Learning is a lifelong habit. I grew up with my father, of course, and mother, and my father, had the habit of every morning, as his mother did before him, getting up and spending time in the Word of God and praying. He still does this today. It is a lifelong habit that he had of understanding what God was saying through his Word and what it meant for him. And it made him into the man, the true gentleman, the true man of God, the true godly man that he is. The same thing was true with my grandmother. She was a woman that was respected because she followed the scriptures. And she lived to be 101 years old. And at her funeral, when most people at that age had very few, the church, which seated around 400 to 500 people, was completely packed out because of the Christian testimony that she had had throughout those years. My father... It's impressive that to a son that they would be so dedicated to God. My father was so dedicated to God that even if he had to be out at 5 o'clock in the morning, he would be up at 4 o'clock in the morning reading the Bible and praying. I can only hope that I could be as good as he, and I know that I am not as good in this lifelong habit of reading the scripture as what he is, or my grandmother was. Truly, things that we can all strive to be is more like those who have come before us and been faithful. But it is something that we can learn as younger people, even since childhood. That is why we recommend that people read children books to children. I remember for me growing up, the way that my parents incorporated this idea of learning and reading was they read us Bible stories from a very simple Bible story book. And so from young age, we learned the importance of reading. I remember sitting with my mom and my dad, and my brother, who's just younger than I am, was on one side and I was on the other side. And they would be reading, and as they'd be reading, they'd be pointing out, what is this word? What is this word? And we would be following along. We got to the point where we could memorize the whole thing. And whichever parent was not with us two older boys was with the two younger boys doing the same thing with the two younger boys in the family. And so reading is something that we need to do as ourselves as adults, but we also want to instill into our children this love of learning and to be a friend of learning through reading. But even if you don't have this habit yet of reading and knowing how to read well, it's never too late. Don't be afraid to start today, tomorrow, the next day. Keep at it. Keep reading. Keep understanding. It becomes a joy of life if we do it long enough. It becomes a natural process that as we read, we're learning to read and evaluate and take in the words, take in the meaning of the words, take in the stream of thought that's going in those words and put it into our heads and then think about it and cognate on it so that we are able to become a friend of learning, because learning is our friend, and a friend of reading because reading is our friend. Eventually, we want to get to the point, of course, where we're like this guy, where it's just cool to relax, sit in the hammock, and enjoy the breezes as we read a good book, as we read the good book, the Bible even. I remember many days of when I was younger that just reading the Bible or a book would bring joy to me in ways that no one else, nothing else could. It took me to worlds I could never be. It took me into ways of being I could never be. It took me into new thoughts and new ways that to me as a child, as a young adult, and now even as an adult, are really have shaped the way I think and have made me a better person because I've enjoyed that reading. So what we're really talking about being the friend of learning or the friend of reading is what we mean to be the reflective reader. The reflective reader is going to seek meaning in what they're reading. They're going to monitor, as we've said before, what's going on from paragraph to paragraph. What's the flow of logic that the author is using? Is the narrative make sense as we go through it? I had a friend in college that used to watch the crime scene shows, like see it on TV. And her husband said he hated watching them with her because she would tear apart everything they said because it wasn't consistent in what they were doing or scientifically. And that was that's because she was able to so clearly see what was monitoring what was being said from paragraph to paragraph, from thought to thought, from sentence to sentence even. We also, for reflective reader, we draw a clear distinction between what we're thinking and what the author is thinking. We're able to then start to evaluate our thoughts as compared to the author's thoughts, and then build upon those thoughts, synthesize from those thoughts something new in our own thinking based on what this author has just taught us. We have to adjust our reading to specific goals of a reflective reader. If I'm reading an editorial, I know that that's a one-sided piece that's going to be promoting some point of view. If I'm reading a newspaper article, theoretically, it's supposed to be an objective point of view that brings across multiple views of that angle. So I'm going to adjust my reading to the specific goal of the author and also to my own specific goal. As I'm doing that, I'm going to start to interrelate that my ideas that I already know, that I already understand in my head, with those of the text. And that text is going to begin to inform me whether my ideas are good or bad, need modifying, or if I actually see that my ideas are maybe even superior to those of the reader. The reflective reader is also going to make sure that what they're reading is read with the clarity, with accuracy, precision, relevance, the depth, breadth, logic, significance, fairness, all these things. If I'm reading something, I want to make sure that my thoughts, as well as the reader's thoughts, are very clear and accurate, precise, relevant to what I'm thinking about, what the author is talking about. Do they sufficiently cover the depth and breadth of it? Are they logical? Is there significance to it? And especially in my own thoughts, am I being fair to the reader, to the writer of this text? Am I being fair to them? Am I being fair to me and how I process those thoughts? And I'm going to value new ideas that I read or learn from if I'm a reflective reader. So let's look at this psalm here. This is a very common Psalm 100. I want you to take a couple minutes and look at it. Let's read it together. Then you take a couple minutes and think about as we go through this. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. So think a minute. What is the meaning of this psalm? What was the meaning that David wanted this psalm to imply when he wrote it? Have you got an idea what it means? Did it have something to do with worshiping God, glorifying God, showing how great and wonderful our God is? Are you monitoring what's being said from paragraph to paragraph? Can you see that when we shout and worship is a kind of a similar way of talking about the same thing? In fact, that is what Hebrew poetry was all about, was either two lines that would either say something, and the second line would say in a slightly different way, or they would say something in a way that would add meaning to the first line. So we can see that we have a Hebrew poetry here, but we can also see there's a progression as we shout to the joy for the Lord and worship Him. And through that, we know the Lord is God. Because knowing the Lord's God, we can enter His gates with thanksgiving. And then because of all that, because of knowing God, entering His thanks with thanksgiving, we understand even better the Lord is good and that His love and faithfulness is to us for all generations. Can you think about how you would draw a distinction between how David would have felt about this as a shepherd boy or as a king or maybe the warrior coming in from battle versus how we think of it today, how you personally think of this psalm? Can you adjust your reading to different ways of looking at this? For instance, you could say that the climax of this psalm is the middle verse. Know that the Lord is God. The knowing of God and who He is, that's the climax. And everything builds up to that in the middle. Or perhaps if you're thinking relationally, the climax is, for the Lord is good and His love endures forever. Are you interrelating your ideas with what you already know? Does it mean something to you because of your knowledge? Are you assessing what it means? And then is it, as you read this, does it bring new ideas, new thoughts that are going to make you love the Lord more and want to serve Him more and praise Him more and shout to Him more and give glory to Him, think that He is good more, to know better that He is God? These are things that we should think about as we read any passage of Scripture. This is a short one. Any book of Scripture is going to have a flow of thought from one end to the other. And when we do this, we are thinking when we read. The friend of reading is thinking, and the friend of learning is thinking. Therefore, thinking is reading and learning. My friends, are you thinking and learning when you read? I hope you are. I hope as we go through this, it's bringing a new perspective on how to read a piece of written work so that it is understood better and applied better in your own thoughts so that you can come up with new ways of understanding that you did not have before. So thank you for being here for the session. We will see you next time. God bless.